Chapter 17, A Call to Service.
God calls for workers. The cause needs men who are self-made, who, placing themselves in the hands of the Lord as humble learners, have proved themselves workers together with Him. These are the men that are needed in the ministry and in the school work. Let those who have shown themselves to be men move out and do what they can in the Master's service. Let them step into the ranks of workers and by patient, continuous effort prove their worth. It is in the water, not on the land, that we learn to swim. Let them fill with fidelity the place to which they are called, that they may become qualified to bear still higher responsibilities. God gives all opportunity to perfect themselves in His service. He who puts on the armor to war, a good warfare, will gain greater and still greater ability as he strives to perfect his knowledge of God, working in harmony with the plan God has laid down for the perfect development of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual powers. Young men and young women, gather a stock of knowledge. Do not wait until some human examination pronounces you competent to work, but go out into the highways and hedges and begin to work for God. Use wisely the knowledge you have. Exercise your ability with faithfulness, generously imparting the light that God gives you. Study how best to give to others peace and light and truth and the many other rich blessings of heaven. Constantly improve. Keep reaching higher and still higher. It is the ability to put to the tax the powers of mind and body, ever keeping eternal realities in view, that is of value now. Seek the Lord most earnestly, that you may become more and more refined, more spiritually cultured. Then you will have the very best diploma that anyone can have, the endorsement of God. However large, however small your talents, remember that what you have is yours only in trust. Thus God is testing you, giving you opportunity to prove yourself true. To Him you are indebted for all your capabilities. To Him belong your powers of body, mind, and soul. And for Him these powers are to be used. Your time, your influence, your capabilities, your skill, all must be accounted for to Him who gives all. He uses His gifts best, who seeks by earnest endeavor to carry out the Lord's great plan for the uplifting of humanity, remembering always that He must be a learner as well as a teacher. As young men go out into this work, and in spite of many difficulties, make a success, let not propositions be made that they take up another work, and that the work they have started be given into the charge of men who are older and more experienced. As our young men struggle with difficulties, they may make mistakes, but if they press forward perseveringly, their defeats will be turned into victories. My fellow workers, persevere in the work that you have begun. Keep at it until you gain victory after victory. Educate yourselves for a purpose. Keep in view the highest standard that you may accomplish greater and still greater good, thus reflecting the glory of God. God has endowed some of His servants with special talents, and no one is called upon to disparage their excellence, but let none use their talents to exalt self. Let them not regard themselves as favored above their fellow men, nor exalt themselves above other sincere, earnest workers. The Lord looks upon the heart. He who is most devoted to God's service is most highly esteemed by the heavenly universe. Heaven is watching to see how those occupying positions of influence fulfill their stewardship. The demands upon them as stewards are measured by the extent of their influence. In their treatment of their fellow men, they should be as fathers, just, tender, true. They should be Christ-like in character, uniting with their brethren in the closest bonds of unity and fellowship.